blood is filling with adrenaline right now. Whether you know it or not, your heart's beating fast. It's getting a little harder to breathe. The neurobiological system is telling it to run, but your knees are too weak to move.
Fear is not real. The only place that fear can exist is in our thoughts of the future. It is a product of our imagination, causing us to fear things that do not at present and may not ever exist. That is near insanity. Do not misunderstand me. Danger is very real, but fear is a choice. We are all telling ourselves a story.
You're listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. 100% listener-supported radio. Reporting the danger. Unafraid. Right here, where information never sleeps. Revolution. 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 Radio!
Are you coming to the train, led by a man who wants to break the chains? Establishment is terrified, they can't control his reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train, where brave men called out for a wall built by crane? Media is terrified, they can't control his reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train, where brave men called out the fools who lead in vain? Lobbyists are terrified, they can't control our reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train? Wear a hat of hope, side by side with me. Make America great again, break the chains. Let's meet this year on the Trump train.
And we are going to be respected by the world again and not laughed at like we're all a bunch of stupid people being led by incompetent politicians. It's not going to go on any longer.
Are you coming to the train to take our great country back again? Join the revolution, break the chains. Let's meet this year on a Trump train.
We're going to win at the borders. We're going to win, and we're going to keep winning. And we are going to make America great again, greater than ever before.
August 6th, 2023. This is Dr. Johnny, and let's help keep the truth alive and be generous with your contribution to Revolution Radio. Dr. Johnny gives every month through the Patreon account that I started, and you can set one up too. Just set one up on freedomslips.org and automatically donate $5 or more per month. It's so easy. And if you don't send a donation to Revolution Radio, please send a generous donation to Dr. Johnny. We've really been working hard to get the truth and have the news that you can use. So your donation will really be appreciated and keep Dr. Johnny on the air. And if you only have a phone and you want to hear my show, you can call 641-793-2531. If you're on your computer, go to freedomslips.org and scroll down to Studio B every Sunday at 3 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. Welcome to the Master Survivor Beyond PhD, where Dr. Johnny will bring you hope, health, and happiness, but most important of all, the truth about our world, and give you the tools to help you survive and thrive. I am your host, Johnny Delirious, laboratory naturopathic doctor, best-selling author, and virus recovery expert. Well, folks, there's been so much going on lately. It's a hot day here in Texas, about 105 outside. I've got my air conditioner on. I hope that didn't interrupt the show too much, but hey, I got to have it on. So anyway, you know, you remember, everybody knows what the yin and yang symbol looks like. You got, you know, the black thing and then the white thing, and they both spin around and fill the circle equally. So, you know, the old Buddhist and, you know, Taoist belief is that there's just as much good in the world as there is bad in the world. And you have to have a balance of the two. And that's what makes everything go around. Well, I tend to believe that's true. I feel that God has created a world where there's both good and bad in equal degrees. It just depends on where you put your focus and where you put the things that you're doing in your life that, you know, what we reap is what we sow. So if we do more good things, we bring more good things back to us and so forth. Right now, the deep state's trying to get you to focus on all the bad stuff and everything's hopeless and, you know, the world's coming to an end and all this stuff. But believe me, okay, maybe America, you know, is being destroyed in a lot of ways. I mean, Obama and all these different satanic actors are trying to do that. But still, there's just an equal amount of good as there is bad in the world. So we don't want to forget that, because if we forget that, then the mind control comes in and we lose hope. And then all of a sudden, we're not happy anymore. And you know, but it's just because we've been forced by manipulation to put our focus on more of the bad stuff, and then we just feel like, oh, it's no use. Well, I'm here to tell you, that maybe but it's not going to be over. It's just going to be better. You know, before we had a clean and sane America, today it's not exactly that way. But I just, you know, I want to take a little walk back memory lane. And as I ponder and think about the America that I knew growing up, you know, in the 50s and 60s, it was a military town. And I remember in high school growing up in the military town, you know, most of the half the people at least that I was around, teachers and students, were in the military, because I lived right next to Eglin Air Force Base, one of the biggest Air Force bases in the world. And I learned to type on a manual typewriter and use a slide rule to do my calculations, and where the boys took shop class and learned mechanical drawing and chose their either auto mechanics, woodworking, or air conditioning heating repair. Those were the three different shops we had: auto mechanics, woodworking, or air conditioning and heat repair. And the girls took home economics and learned how to balance checkbooks and learn how to cook and learn how to sew. We played tackle football, fast pitch baseball, and basketball during PE, which was stood for physical education. And the girls played volleyball, basketball, and softball. We had field day twice a year with the 100-yard dash, the broad jump, three-legged race, dodgeball, you name it, where every one of us had a chance to throw a volleyball to hit someone. You know, this was dodgeball in the group. And you got to move fast and get out of the way or you would be hit. And then you're out. Our trampolines did not have a cage around them. The class surrounded the trampoline, and each one would go up, and if someone went too far or flew off the trampoline, we would catch them. You know, that's just the way it was. And one of us in the circle would just push them back if they just got a little bit off center. So it was all worked, on rainy days when we could not go outside for physical education or PE, the girls and boys would participate in dance class inside the gymnasium. We'd do ballroom dance, line dance, square dance, just depending on which coach was, it was their turn, for that rainy day class of dancing. One coach, he was a caller for square dance. So if Coach Johnson was there, it's his turn, then we do square dance. But if Miss Nelson, it was her turn, she liked ballroom dance and all like that. If it was, Miss Rodriguez, she liked the rumba. She liked the cha-cha-cha, So it just depended on which one we had. So we were taught to have manners. We were taught to be courteous to women. We were taught that, it was all part of the dance class. It was all part of our classroom. In regular class, we were taught to have manners, because all the military people said yes, sir, and no, sir, and everybody had an order. It was what we called a code, living by the code. And we're taught to be courteous to our mothers and our women and to our superiors and supervisors because they worked hard to get all of us a good life. And then when we grow up, we would do the same. It was not ever vocalized or written because everyone understood that that's just the way it is. And yes, there were bullies. And you learn to early on to stand up for yourself and fight back if necessary. Oh, yeah. And if you got caught fighting, then you'd both get a severe paddling. The assistant principal would say, you both get 4 good ones, no more fighting. Bam, 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 bam. And that's the way it was. And believe me, you hated to sit down in class after that. But you had to. This is the way it was. But over long term, you developed a spine with fortitude and character. After school, this was in Florida on the coast, we would go on the sports teams and practice, or, some went on the marching band. And then others, after school, we'd go water skiing, fishing, or surfing, depending on what moon it was, what the surf was like. Some of us drove our boats to school. We didn't ride the school bus. No, we got our boat. But that America that I knew is gone. Today, it's toxic. I was trying to pinpoint how all of this got so lost. My instincts told me that a big part of the control they have on our minds and our lives is through the use of toxins in our food supply. That's how it started. Years ago when I was a kid, everybody ate fried chicken and apple pie and sweets and this and that. But not a lot of people drank coffee. In the mid-50s and early 60s, it wasn't like Starbucks everywhere you go. Not a lot of people, they didn't have the chemicals. So even though we're eating all these same things, nobody really got fat. One, because everybody worked hard. Number two, they didn't have all those chemicals in the food, so it didn't deteriorate your system or your body. So basically, today, we have this toxic situation that most people don't even realize. And you know what? Today, there are more toxins in our food and the kids, are as well as the adults, are losing their minds and they're losing their health. You may be tired of hearing me talk about toxins. Well, I'm just saying right now, stop being tired of hearing about it, because you better start listening to me a little more closely. According to the latest research, it shows that today in America, 1 in 3 males is sterile. 1 in 4 women are infertile. And the rate of disease is even more alarming. According to the latest studies out of MIT and Harvard, their research studies on the rate and rise of disease and infertility is at such a steady and rapid pace that within 70 years, we as human species will lack the ability to procreate. Now, that's in America, okay? This is right now, today in America. This is not an accident. It is a planned population extinction and mass chemical poisoning of humans in America. But interestingly enough, that is not the case presently in other countries around the world. Let me just pick a few. Austria, Switzerland. Okay? In Austria and Switzerland, I've been in these countries. They do not have as many, you know, most of their stuff is grown organic. And all the toxins are banned that are allowed here in the United States. Yes, the EU, with all its tyranny, controlling the money supply, they firmly believe in eating organic food. That is chemical free. And guess what? In Austria and Switzerland, they teach their children to play music, to learn math, history, and teach them to have the pride and ambition to embrace culture and traditions and learn even more. And the children are taking pride in their learning and development. Of special note, here is their children in the population in general. Their children in the population in general in Austria and Switzerland are still getting whole food that is free of chemicals or is organic. You can immediately see the difference in people's cognitive ability when you talk to them. I can't make my point more clear. The powers that be are degrading and killing us Americans, and they're focusing on the blacks and the whites in America to get rid of them, because that's their biggest challenge, because we will stand up to the tyranny. And they do it with our food, air, and water, and poison those with toxins in rapid fashion. One of the primary sources of information that helped me heal comes from the Resourcery Archive, the alien group Mind of the Greys, that I've talked about my abduction before. I evaluate what I find and get new insights in the Resourcery Archive, which is the group Mind of the Greys, on what's happening to our health in the world of politics, and I compare my findings from the Alien Resourcery Archive with my Special Forces patients and with what I already know from the lab and working with the science studies and my lab buddies, and see if I can find validation with what I found. When I find something that's brand new, never heard of something before, then I try to find a validation for it through across several different spectra of our society, in the labs, in my associates, and in the dark web on the internet. Sometimes I will be talking to my special forces friends, from people I know who are lab technicians, or from my research on the internet and the dark web, and when I find enough cross-reference parallels that validate what I glean from the Resourcery Archive, the group Mind of Grays, then I know I'm truly dealing with reality and fact, and I share it with you on this show. I share it with my patients. If it's going to help them heal faster, I will do it. Just for example, the Alliance has been victorious and got the Draco Reptilians to leave Antarctica, and they're going back to their home planet, Aldebaran. That is in another galaxy light years away. They are sick of ruling the Cabal Illuminati and don't want to be the deep state boss anymore on this planet. Plus, their contract is up. So, they're cutting their losses and leaving Earth, Mars, and our solar system for good. Now, there's some left in the... There's nests all over the Earth of Greys and Draconians, but they don't have any leadership. They're strictly on their own. They're on their own little colonies, and they're, you know, want to be left alone. Now, I'm just telling you all this because I've met some of these, and they just say, no, we got what we need. We're not bothering anybody else. You know, our colonels are gone. I'm just kind of paraphrasing here because they do telepathic communication. But this is validated and verified by several of my super soldier contacts. Many times when I ask them a question like the lizards left, right? I said, didn't they leave? And they freak out and say, where did you hear that? And I tell them the Resourcery Archive, the Group Mind of the Greys, and so forth. On this question, they very strongly said, yes, the lizards are gone, but I don't want to talk about it. This Resourcery Archive is where many of my deeper insights on health, politics, and rejuvenation has come from. Sometimes I get referrals from my patients, and those individuals say the doctors cannot do anything more for them, and they're told to go home and die. Remember, nothing is ever final. There's always another step to take. And I will tell them if they make the decision and decide that they are going to become a master survivor, I will coach them to live, and they will live. That's when people need extra help, of course. They get started with not only the Master Survivor Program, but they pay me a little bit extra for the Master Survivor Program premium consultation. This is where Dr. Johnny, with over 40 years of laboratory experience and also training physicians, will provide a two-year consultation with the patient. And during this period, the patient follows the complete Master Survivor Program. If you're going by the protocols and diligent with your recovery, I will help you break through any of those healing plateaus that most practitioners don't even understand. Dr. Johnny will help guide you past your setbacks and improve your messenger RNA. This will enhance your phenotype and you will become stronger, and the result is the genetic expression of your microbiome improves. Whether you are suffering from disease or exposed to toxins in the environment, your rate of repair will always outpace your rate of injury. This is the pinnacle of wellness and can be achieved by anyone who works hard enough to get it. Getting the Master Survivor Program premium consultation with Dr. Johnny as your guide, you, the patient, will gain health from wisdom that is truly beyond PhD. Protecting the purity of the science and tradition has always been my top priority. The highest standard operating procedure is how I ran my lab and is how I help my patients maintain the best health. When you embark on the Master Survivor Program premium consultation, you will find the deeper secrets that are unknown and hidden from view in mainstream health and medicine, and are not available from anyone else in the world. My deeper contacts, therapies, and resources from doctors and health practitioners worldwide are only available when you enroll in the Master Survivor Premium Consultation. To start this therapy track, you will follow the diet and supplement schedule of the HTMA, which stands for the Hair Tissue Mineral Analysis. For everyone, once you get your report, it's best to catch me right away and do your consultation after a run analysis in the lab while your biochemistry is still fresh on my mind. That way I can give you the valuable care and wisdom from the nuances that is particular to your case. But that will not happen when weeks and months go by after you've received your report. Yes, I can always give you a consultation any time, but it's not the same as when I first ran your analysis, because each test is unique and there are never two healing diet or supplement schedules that are the same. This is just one of the many reasons why I started the Master Survivor Premium Consultation and the Master Survivor University, to focus on the truth about how to heal for those who want to stay healthy and live many long, happy years using food. In this way, I'm preserving what Hippocrates taught thousands of years ago. America needs the Master Survivor Program more than ever. And if you want to get involved with that, go to themastersurvivor.com. That's themastersurvivor.com. The HTMA is number one starting point where it provides the roadmap for better health. Therefore, by following the Master Survivor Program, your performance benefits are enormous. I want to give you 6 points of how it helps an athlete or anyone wanting to get in better shape mentally and physically. The HTMA is invaluable. Number one, following the HTMA roadmap will improve your mental clarity and focus. The brain is a chemical organ, and it requires a vast array of nutrients for proper functioning. All toxic metals interfere with the central nervous system. All toxins interfere with the central nervous system, leading to impaired mental functioning. These toxic metals can be eliminated following the roadmap of the HTMA. This will be correcting your biochemical imbalances, your hormones, and leads to improved mental focus and functioning. Coordination, clarity, awareness, judgment, and a quick response time are a major part of all athletic performance. Balance the mineral levels in all the cells, including the brain, by following the diet and supplement schedule. You will be the edge, give you the edge that you need for a better workout or to win that race or game. Number two, following the HTMA roadmap will provide prevention of injury and burnout. Chronic fatigue and burnout physiology are common conditions amongst athletes and people who push themselves past their limits. Particularly later in the season, colds, flu, and pneumonia and other diseases will plague many athletes, especially those who travel and train and work out really hard. The HTMA report improves your stress level and shows ways to improve that by using food. By correcting the stress levels before things go downhill, you will help recover quicker and get more rest and maintain that competitive edge. Number three, following the HTMA roadmap will create a strong immunity system and provide more resistance to infection and maintain a healthy, balanced biochemistry and body chemistry, more availability of a variety of vital nutrients. Nutritional imbalances cause weak joints, tendons, and ligaments, excessive inflammation, and muscle tears. Proper balancing of body chemistry can help avoid injuries by maintaining stronger and more flexible ligaments, tendons, and muscles. Staying on the HTMA schedule will keep balanced mineral ratios and speed recovery from fractures, sprains, strains, and muscle fatigue. Number four, following the HTMA roadmap will bring improved recovery from workouts and injuries. And I'm telling you, a low sodium potassium ratio and or an abnormal phosphorus calcium level is associated with excessive protein breakdown or catabolism. You don't want to become catabolic, okay? A chronic catabolic state can impair or even prevent the normal healing of sports injuries. The body requires many nutrients for healing injuries, including zinc, manganese, copper, calcium, magnesium, and a variety of vitamins, all in the proper balance. With the corrected nutritional amounts and combinations, healing results improve rapidly. Number five, following the HCMA roadmap, will show the safe use of dietary supplements, getting only what your body needs, not too much, not too little. Most athletes take a variety of nutritional elements. Some are way unnecessary, way too many, and incorrect. And this combination, all these molecules and toxins, and because there are a lot of toxins in supplements, okay, that can be dangerous. One problem is they may be getting too much or too many or more vitamins or certain minerals or certain vitamins than they need. A thorough assessment and analysis of an athlete's diet, nutritional mineral balance, and toxic load provides an important parameters to help determine the correct supplementation needed to balance and enhance body chemistry. Only the HCMA can tell the exact amounts of food and supplements you need. Number six, following the HCMA roadmap is the best weight management tool because the body will balance out on its own and get your weight back under your control. Stubborn problems with food cravings and weight control plague some athletes because they have too much of some elements and not enough of others. Consequently, professional athletes have shorter lifespans. It's a fact. And eat a lot of calories while training. But then, when they stop training hard, they keep eating the same way because they are imbalanced and they have that craving because their body's craving for certain elements and certain chemicals, and they keep eating because they're trying to satisfy that craving. They say, oh, I got a sweet tooth. Well, this keeps you out of balance, and you die an early death. The HCMA provides specific data that, when followed, can assist with both weight gain and weight loss, as well as eliminating the arthritis and joint problems by offering a scientific and individualized plan solving the problem safely and effectively. I'm going to take a drink of water. The second part, the number one, is the hair tissue mineral analysis. Number two is the 3 R's total gut restoration program, the total gut restoration kit. This Master Survivor program only has two things, the HCMA, the hair tissue mineral analysis, and the 3 R's total gut restoration kit. Just those two things, if you follow it, you will be a Master Survivor. I will help you become a Master Survivor. But the 3 R's total gut restoration is probably the biggest secret that the mainstream media is hiding and mainstream medicine is hiding, that we all need to have a balanced microbiome. They give you pills that kill and disrupt your microbiome. Oh, yeah. Antibiotics is a typical example. Oh, yeah, so many different steroids is a typical example. Disrupts your microbiome, and then you're getting sicker, but you just don't know it. This is the critical part of the Master Survivor Program, this 3 R's total gut restoration kit, because having a balanced microbiome maintains your immunity strength, and you will not get sick. You can do this by getting the 3 R's total gut restoration kit, that comes from the microbiome laboratories that I work with. We have human studies showing the 3 R's balance the microbiome and gets rid of leaky gut and candida in less than 9 months or 6 months to some people, 9 months to others. You got to stop eating sugar. Got to start eating sweets. Stop eating sweets. Stop eating sweets, you can probably do it in 6 months or less. Most people, they need a little bit longer because they still eat those sweets. That's the killer, that sugar. More than half your immunity response is in your gut. And so by doing the 3 hours total gut restoration program, your gut, your microbiome will be balanced. And your immunity strength goes way up. It's so easy. You just go to themastersurvivor.com, scroll down, you see number one, HTMA, number two, the total gut restoration kit, and under number two, you register as my patient, and then once you do your login and your password, then you can go right on that website, on their laboratory website, as my patient, and get the total gut restoration kit right off their site. Just go under products, and it's TGR, that stands for total gut restoration, TGR. Once you're on the website, you choose the Master Survivor program. You know, you go to themastersurvivor.com, scroll down, choose the Master Survivor program, and you can access both of my proven laboratory therapies and start right away. By doing the Master Survivor program or any part of it, you will keep your immunity very strong and you'll never get sick, need testing, or a vaccine. Don't get vaccines, folks. Just don't do it. I designed the Master Survivor program so you can get well and stay well. All of this could have never happened if I hadn't been so sick in 1991. The doctor said to live, I had to get a liver transplant. I refused the liver transplant and totally recovered 3 years later. The doctor says that would be impossible. They said there's no way you can get rid of hepatitis C. There's no way you can get rid of cirrhosis. And they said I wasn't thinking right and called me delirious and that I was going to die. Well, they were all wrong. If I'd gotten that liver transplant in 1992, I would not be alive and talking to you right now today. Just imagine how many organ transplant operations have been performed, and nearly all of them are unnecessary. Folks, don't let them cut you open and take your organs. The Rockefeller Foundation is satanic, and the medical system has gone satanic. And their takeover of all our institutions, including the medical system, and the number one cause of death in America is the hospital, proves just that. The whole purpose of big medicine and hospitals is to keep that blood flowing. Blood is the fuel to perpetuate the satanic force. This is war. We're fighting the devil, period. It's a fact that these Satanists are eating children and drinking their blood. The goal of the Alliance, the White Hats, is to get rid of the world of our satanic influences. There is a lot of good going on in the world right now. White Hats are kicking ass, and these satanic forces are going to be eliminated very soon. The White Hats are working around the clock to eliminate the evil satanic hold on our planet, and this is a global operation. It's up to each one of us to save our local communities. Just know that there is no knight on a white horse riding in to save you individually. It's up to each one of you to make your own way and to plan ahead, and if you become a Master Survivor, you're going to save your life, your families, and your communities. Better now than never, no matter what happens in the world, the Master Survivor will survive. So don't you think it's time to become a Master Survivor? Hey, it's less than $600 to become a Master Survivor. And then every 6 months, you might spend $200. But you follow the supplement schedule and the food schedule. Yeah, you'll buy a few supplements here and there, but you never get sick again. And your mind is balanced. Being a Master Survivor, you will be above the misery level of the masses. And trust me, you don't want to be on that misery level. You already know what that's like. The deep state is so desperate, they recruit them right out of high school. The black hat deception stretches from the highest rungs of the government ladder to the halls of American high schools today, where military recruiters promise potential enlistees unauthorized rewards in exchange for criminal commitment, i.e., if POTUS, Joseph Biden, Barack Obama or Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin declare Donald Trump and his domestic terrorists, then stand ready and wage war against the enemies of the United States Constitution. This is what they're told, you know, 15 and 16 years old, and they're going around to all the high schools and recruiting them. White House arrested several corrupt officers and non-commissioned officers stationed at Fort Drum, New York, and Rose Barak Barracks in the Westlake, Germany, in the base there. They also apprehended 165 enlisted personnel who participated in live fire war games, practicing marksmanship on wooden targets draped with MAGA attire, you know, the red hat. And I'll tell you more about that story in just a minute, but a few of these 165, when told they were facing a lifelong imprisonment or getting hanged, buckled under the interrogation and described a scenario so villainous that it shocked the White Hats, it shocked Dr. Johnny, it shocked General Smith, who thought they had already seen the worst of the deep state had to offer. Military recruiters have a long sat in the corridors of U.S. high schools in hopes of beguiling seniors to postpone college and instead be all you can be, promising them that between paychecks saved on active duty and the Pell Grant financial aid given to Armed Forces members who enlist and complete their initial contract, they would leave the military with enough cash to fund college without putting themselves in debt. Recruiters earn bonuses based on unpublished quotas, and while most are assuredly patriotic, these non-commissioned officers industrially filing the rank and file, a growing minority have dishonored themselves by following deep state directives to build private armies of Trump-hating soldiers. The unorthodox recruitment began shortly after 2020 stolen election and Lloyd Austin's elevation to Secretary of Defense, as recruiters started visiting inner-city high schools in predominantly black neighborhoods through observation and conversion and conversation. These recruiters cherry-picked which high schoolers to approach, although an anti-Trump sentiment is prevalent in inner-city schools in Chicago, Philadelphia, and Washington, D.C. So, too, is widespread contempt for the military apparatus, so much so that high school districts nationwide have unsuccessfully lobbied to bar recruiters from school properties. Therefore, these malicious incisive recruiters attenuated their pitch. They approached students under the guise of friendship at first, discussing ordinary life instead of badgering potential marks into military commitment. They engaged in innocuous discourse, sports and social media, you know, family life and, you know, financial situations and troubles of inner city life, etc., and spend time with them after school. Sometimes the recruiter spent days cultivating friendships, bonding with students, and earning their trust before deciding to drop the big sell, whether to segue chats into the political arena. So if a student displayed sympathy or ambivalence or neutrality for President Trump, the recruiters would disengage and pursue their next target. They don't want to waste precious time turning marks to the dark side that, you know, are true Trump supporters. But if a student expressed variable animosity for Trump, and especially Trump supporters, the recruiters escalated their rhetoric. Students were told that while Trump lost the election, his return to power in or 2024 was imminent. because a sizable part of the military was forcibly loyal to him. The only truth that recruiter, that's the only truth the recruiter, recruiters told, that most of the military is loyal to Donald Trump. And that when that happened, they said Trump's military perks became decimated political and civilian opponents, particularly ethnic minorities. See, they're scared because more blacks are turning toward Trump. So they're focusing on the blacks to turn them back. I'm serious, folks. With the jab, they focus on the white and black population in the South to get the kill shot. That's true. That's totally fact. Whereas Asians, you know, more ethnic minorities like Jewish or Middle Eastern type people, they did not get the kill shot. Whites and blacks got the kill shot, especially in the South. But now the military needs more soldiers to defend Biden's presidency by force if necessary to prevent that outcome, to prevent Donald Trump from taking office. If students had no love for Biden, recruiters told them that Barack Hussein Obama was still in charge and had to have brave men at his side, and they would get big rewards. They were told that upon successful enlistment, a trust fund would be set up in their name, in which Biden's people would deposit $5,000 a month, depending on, you know, what base pay they're getting, and redeemable upon honorable completion of their initial contract. If killed in action fighting insurrectionists, a designated beneficiary could claim the trust. The soldiers indoctrinated into this unlawful recruitment abided by the typical rigors of Army enlistment, taking a placement exam called the ASVAP, the ASVAP, the scores determining a soldier's eligibility for various military professions. Most scored high enough to become infantrymen, and undoubtedly unscrupulous recruiters, that was their goal. On the surface, the enlistment seemed straightforward. One station unit in Fort Benning, Georgia, then permanent duty assignments. So they get their training in Fort Benning, Georgia, and then off to their other assignments. About 6 months after adopting a disciplined regiment mentality, they received transfer orders assigning them to the 10th Mountain Division at Fort Drum or the 2nd Cavalry Regiment in Vilsack, Germany. There, they were put on platoons whose officers and non-commissioned officers informed them about the reason behind the sudden transfer to fulfill a constitutional oath to defend the nation against Donald Trump. I can't make this stuff up, folks. This is what the White Hats found. This is straight from the White Hats, straight from General Smith. The soldiers presently in custody, at least the few who have confessed, said that visiting FBI agents taught classes on how to recognize authentic MAGA from assets posing as MAGA people like Ray Epps, because they got a lot of these deep staters that dress up, wear a red hat, you know, make America great again. But then they got a special code that those are really deep state, you know, rhinos or deep state, you know, actors, provocateurs, you know. So the FBI agents taught classes to these Finnish recruits on which were true MAGA and which were posing as MAGA lookalikes as infiltrators. So they wouldn't kill the deep state MAGA people. They would just kill the MAGA people. The driveways, doorsteps, and mailboxes of known Trump supporters have been marked with a kind of paint that allegedly luminesces when exposed to ultraviolet light. Oh, yeah. They got the list of everybody who's been a Trump supporter and voted for Trump, and they go around on their mailboxes or whatever and spray a luminescent invisible paint on their mailbox, and at night, when you shine a black light or ultraviolet light or something, you know, it will glow, and they'll know that's a true MAGA supporter, so they'll raid that house. If war erupted, Biden's army would take no prisoners, not even children, for they might become the next generation of Trump supporters. Woo. Eager to exact vengeance on their parents' killers. Woo. So we want to kill them all. Oh, yeah. This is what they're taught. My source in General Eric Smith's office told me that the White Hats are involved in a painstaking mission to find and incarcerate all recruiters, officers, and non-commissioned officers and soldiers who made this unholy pledge. As I've already mentioned, White Hats on this last Sunday, arrested a U.S. Army major and a command sergeant major who had pledged allegiance to Joseph Biden and were instructed subordinates and were instructing subordinates under them how to wage urban warfare against law-abiding citizens, my source in General Smith's office revealed. These disgraces to the uniform were Major David Dunbar and CSM, which is, you know, the Sergeant Major Nima Morbrockowitz in the 10th Mountain Division Staff Officer and Senior Non-Commissioned Officer, respectively, at Fort Drum. No detail on the actual arrest, but I was told arrest took place off post after dark on July 30th. A JAG affidavit states that Dunbar and Morotsky recruited 250 10th Mountain Division soldiers into a private army whose mission was to suppress civil insurrection if Joseph Biden wins the 2024 presidential election, and details their nefarious plan to storm Trump supporters' homes and seize their weapons at gunpoint. According to the affidavit, Dunbar and Morakovich recruited volunteers and conducted urban warfare drills behind Garrison Commander Colonel Matthew R. Merrick's back. My source said White Hats presently have no evidence incriminating Colonel Meyer, nor does he know whether JAG will issue indictments on the 250 soldiers who participated in the house-to-house search and seizure drills. Dunbar, Malakowitz, he added, enlisted only soldiers who said the 2020 election was equitable and legitimate, and that Donald Trump caused the January 6th incite riot and deserves imprisonment, and that the Biden administration is the lawful governing body of the United States. The soldiers also pledged allegiance to Joseph Biden instead of the flag of the United States of America and the Republic for which it stands. Somehow, in the meantime, Dunbar and Markowitz had financed a property rental on a 20-acre tract of cleared land about 15 miles west of Fort Drum, on which they erected a plywood town to simulate attacks on American citizens. The soldiers were tutored on breaching doors, setting explosive, and killing Trump supporters. Their extracurricular training also included lessons on where to shoot a Trump supporter for maximum effect. I can't make this stuff up. They were told who support Trump to have tactical gear, you know, that they might have tactical gear and body armor, and to take headshots, not center mass, hit them between the eyes. They did live fire exercises and mock targets. Increasingly, the soldiers did not use military issued weapons. They used personal weapons and ammunition bought from various firearm dealers in upstate New York and impoverished, exposed and provisions, explosives such as Molotov cocktails and nail bombs. The training revolved around a singular hatred for President Trump, my source said. After Dunbar and Markovich were arrested, White Hats demolished the plywood town and found brass, which is military slang for injected cartridges, plenty of brass scattered all over the area. So they had plenty of drills with live ammunition. I asked my source about how Dunbar and Markovich planned to wage war with only 250 troops in a heavily right-leaning upstate New York. And he said that's the million-dollar question. They have many more trainings going on. These sects are out there forming their own installations. And right now we know about 250 of them. We're going to find them all. 250 he added, included all enlisted ranks from privates to first sergeant. I asked White Hats, hadn't he arrested anyone involved since the actions of their treasonous violation of the Uniform Code of U.S. Constitution? He said, look, this is an investigation. I can tell you we have to rule out psychological manipulation or chemical coercion. That's all I can say right now. So they're going to get them to talk, and they'll use any means necessary. We solicited comments for Fort Drum and Watertown City Police Department. Drum's Public Affairs Office spokesman said that Dunbar and Markovich were on emergency leave, and that Watertown spokesman said that the police department had no info on off-post training facility. The White Hat Special Forces are 24/7 worldwide to capture these operations of coercion to overthrow our government. And I'll have more word after these. I'm going to tell you more about the officers from Vilslack after these messages from our sponsor. Coming up any time now, and I'll be right back.
No secret that the so-called mainstream media is best described as controlled propaganda. Countless news stories are either totally ignored or spun with half-truths, and because of this, essential facts and vital information are often compromised. Join Dr. Ott every Friday night on Studio B at 10 p.m. Eastern and learn why The Story Behind the Story was nominated for a Peabody Award in its second year of producing unparalleled broadcasting excellence in 1997. That is, if you really care about learning the truth.
Things were not quite right, that everything was just ever so slightly askew.
Do you have, to paraphrase Morpheus, a splinter in your mind?
If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science,
download it to your brain,
then tune in to us. Hi, I'm Dave.
And I'm Mackie.
And we are Shiny Side Out, Sundays 2 to 4 a.m. Eastern. See you then.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Check in every Thursday night for the Crypt Rick and Jonathan Show.
Studio A, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here at the number one listener-supported radio station, Revolution Radio.
The Secret Kindergarten is here for the young children of the world, the best program on the radio for kids. Dealing with the most important topics in the whole universe. Fairy tales, music and movement, numbers, plants, animals, fun, colors, insects. Take care and cast your ears out to catch a story from the world of other young things. Reach out, up, under, and over. Sing a song. Talk about feelings. Just remember the magic word. The magic word is no. Step on into the Secret Kindergarten. Saturdays, 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Right here on Revolution Radio.
Are you interested in the paranormal? Murder mystery? Real natural law? Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crypt Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio. Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crypt Rick's hyphen thinking. Welcome to the Crypt.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Welcome back to the Master Survivor Beyond PhD. This is Dr. Johnny. I'm just reporting on some of the activities that are going on with the White Hats. I told you over and over, they're kicking butt. Four Army officers stationed in Vosslich, Germany, were arrested by Delta Force operators this past Tuesday morning as part of the White Hat initiative to identify and incarcerate what General Eric Smith has called a Machiavellian military, a cabal of twisted officers and senior non-commissioned officers who are scripted Biden-sympathetic soldiers into personal militias dedicated to downfall of President Donald J. Trump and his supporters. As I've just reported earlier in the first hour, White Hats arrested U.S. Army Major and a commissioned officer who had convinced 250 Fort Drum soldiers to participate in mock war games aimed at violently quelling pro-Trump speech if Biden is victorious in the 2024 election or Trump is unlawfully imprisoned. They don't want to have the Patriots gang up on them, so they're trying to produce their own little private army. The major and the commissioned officer in Germany are currently in White Hat custody as of our 163 of the 250 Fort Drum soldiers. Interrogations are underway. My source in General Smith's office told me that he couldn't say whether the information gleaned from the prisoners incriminated the VSIC officers whom he declined to name. The four officers, three lieutenants, and a captain are attached to the 2nd Cavalry Regiment, an active striker infantry and cavalry at Rose Barracks, Wislach, Germany. White Hats alleged that the officers conditioned enlisted men to condemn Donald Trump and to declare his supporters enemies of the United States. One lieutenant, my source said, was a vocal Antifa activist prior to attending Officer Canada School in 2021. His acceptance was based in part on a letter of recommendation written by Chuck Schumer. Although there's no evidence suggesting these officers, unlike Major Dunbar and non-commissioned officer Mushback, oversaw live fire drills against mock Trump supporters, they espouse unremitting enmity toward all things Trump, and they were told their underlings that violence toward Trumpists was justifiable because Trump and his adherents sought to undermine the U.S. Constitution. The only good Trumpist, they said, is a dead Trumpist, one lieutenant purportedly said. Ask how troops in Germany could injure or kill Trump supporters in the U.S. My source said that many soldiers at Wislach signed a 3 to 4 year active duty contracts, and unless they reenlist, will separate from military service before the 2024 presidential election. Our theory is, my source said, is renegade officers are grooming malleable soldiers to fight on the behalf of the deep state, since they're civilians and since all military contracts are technically 8 years. If the deep state declares martial law, they could be called to duty as reservists. Ask how so many could betray our oath, and he said, don't make that mistake of thinking that everyone enlisted does so out of the sense of patriotism. The Army force attracts young men from all walks of life, including the disenfranchised kids who see us as the only option after high school. These kids don't join expecting to fight. They enlist hoping to bide their time and getting some quick bucks. Just a few years of menial task and save some money and return to civilian life. Also, look, we love our brothers in green, but hey, sure, we've had some bad apples, but the Army is the easiest branch to get into, let's face it. If you can go and do crunches and push-ups and shoot straight, anyone become 11 Bravo, military occupation skill, that's MOS, 11 Bravo is the U.S. Army designation for GI Joe or infantrymen. Citing operational security, he would not say precisely or where Delta arrested the treasonous officers, only that General Smith approved the plan after speaking with colleagues at the U.S. Army Special Operations Command. Further details are forthcoming. According to General McInerney in his blog, more of the public will start to hear and learn that Joe Biden is an illegal president and that the deep state starts to do more and more to desperate things before the full implementation of the 2030 Great Set Agenda. The month of July started with a story from the United Kingdom where banks were rushing to give customers their own money and refusing. I mean, the customers were going to make a withdrawal and the banks were refusing to give them their withdrawal, so they were refusing to give them their own money. The crisis in Europe has gotten so bad that a shortage of cash is occurring. The situation has also reached Australia, where banks are refusing to honor cash withdrawals to customers as well. The FedNow program, you know, the big Fed coin, is officially launched in July. The U.S. transition from fiat to digital to offer instantly available funds and real-time payments to their customers. The next step is a fully implementation of the central bank digital currency, over 20 countries have now applied to join the BRICS alliance, which has been rumored to be backed by gold. The days of the dollar being the world reserve currency are drawing to a close. We will see a major currency war between FedNow and BRICS. In Canada, the vaccine side effects are kicking in so fast as a mystery cluster of brain diseases are coming up everywhere with healthy adults. As we approach the 3 to 5 year window from the vaccine, we should see a multitude of people drop dead or succumb to a severe disease. In Peru, the vaccine side effects are happening faster than usual, and they have declared a national state of emergency. Cases of Guillain-Barré virus syndrome have surged. This illness leads to the body's immune system to attack nerves, which can lead to paralysis. The Guillain-Barré virus is in the vaccines. In the United States, athletes and even political commentators continue to drop like flies right on live TV. LeBron James's son, Bronny, who is only 18 years old and vaccinated, had a cardiac arrest during basketball practice. He's 18 years old. He had a heart attack. A member of the U.S. House Intelligence Committee has publicly stated a bioweapon's being created to kill certain types of people. I told you over and over, they want to get rid of the whites and the blacks. That's what they're doing, and that's what they've shown. They're having a hard time admitting that, and that certain Middle Eastern, you know, genetics, Chinese and Asian genetics, you know, Indian from India, and they didn't get the death shot, okay? This is a selective genocide. They want to get rid of the blacks. They want to get rid of the whites. Why? Because they are against the deep state, and the deep state knows it, and they know that the blacks are catching on and joining the whites. That's the last thing they want. In the South here, we don't have those problems. We get along. You go to New Orleans, you go to Birmingham, you go to Atlanta, everybody gets along. I mean, there's some, you know, isolated incidents, but it's not like up in the North. People there are abused. The whites and the blacks are abused in the North. I'm just here to tell you, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. stated that COVID-19 is targeted to attack Caucasians and black people. That's what Robert F. Kennedy Jr. said, and he studied the COVID-19 extensively and wrote a whole book about Anthony Fauci and what he did. And he stated, Robert F. Kennedy stated, it's the kill shot is targeting Caucasians and black people. The people who are most immune, according to Kennedy, are the Ashkenazis, Jews, and Chinese. Remember, this vaccine has altered DNA. The Secret Service at the White House has had to use a hazmat team to investigate a mysterious substance, later turned out to be cocaine belonging to Hunter Biden, from the pizza parties and the drugs at Castle Rock. And they've been very busy this month. And more news for Biden as whistleblowers accuse the Biden administration of being the middleman in international sex trafficking of children. A few days later, the Biden Department of Justice removed child sex trafficking from its list of areas of concern. They're trying to, you know, diminish the severity of sex trafficking. So the Department of Justice, if you're a Democrat and you're accused of sex trafficking, they'll go easy on you. Oh, yeah, but if you're a MAGA guy, they'll put you in prison for whatever excuse they can find. Senator Chuck Grassley released FD-1023 form proving that the $5 million bribe was given to then-Vice President Joe Biden and his son Hunter Biden to have Ukrainian prosecutor Viktor Sokin fired. Tyson Foods also introduced certain antibiotics into its chicken supply and will drop its non antibiotics ever tagline. So there's going to be antibiotics in Tyson chicken now. So just don't buy Tyson chicken. You should not be buying any type of meat from any large chain, any supermarket. All of it is getting poisoned and coming straight from the Bill Gates farm. CNN, cable news network, demanded its viewers to immediately switch diets to Bill Gates lab-grown fake meat. I can't make this stuff up. Right on the CNN, they say, oh, it's really good for you. Switch your diet over to the lab-grown meat from Bill Gates laboratories. Lab-grown meat will be labeled cell cultivated, so anything that says on the outside cell cultivated, don't get it, don't eat it. In the United States, it should be avoided at all costs. A Brazilian company has opened up a large artificial meat production plant in Spain, which will produce fake meat, which will eventually make you sick and die. It's got toxins all in it. Allison Mack, the human trafficker, was released from prison after being in jail for part of a sex cult known as Nexium. Patriots from January 6th are getting longer sentences than the pedophiles these days. Bill Gates' mosquitoes have started to cause destruction, as we are starting to see some unusual diseases pop up from tick bites. The World Health Organization announced 18 million malaria jab doses for 12 African nations at the same exact time. So now they got the vaccine for malaria. You can contact Dr. Johnny on what to do to survive a bite from one of Bill Gates' mosquitoes or a tick. That's what I do, folks. I help you survive. I've helped people get over Lyme's. I've helped people get over the vaccines. I've done it all. I've been doing this over 40 years. Go to themastersurvivor.com and send me a note on what's wrong with you, and I'll help you. Did you know that the state of Maryland, a helicopter was seen releasing deadly mosquitoes earlier during the large African-American festival known as AFRAM? Like I said, black people and Caucasians are the bio-jab target. Bill Gates sent one of his helicopters, or one of his minions, and released deadly mosquitoes over the AFRAM festival, which is an African-American festival they do every year. So they released all those mosquitoes. Hey, I like black people. Let's keep them around. Just be aware. You know, become a master survivor. Let's stick together. New cases of a deadly virus spread by ticks has also emerged in Europe, Africa, and the Middle East, coincidentally. The climate change false flags have been happening, and nobody is telling you the truth or doing anything about it. These fires are being set by protesters and arsons that are funded by the World Economic Forum for the next planned global emergency, climate change. Oh, it's so hot. Everything's out of control. Well, they're setting fires everywhere. That's why it's out of control. Large fires are being set in multiple parts of Canada, and that toxic air is slowly polluting the air quality in the United States. In Greece is totally on fire. Italy, the same thing is happening. More fires there, too. Project Bluebeam continues to be on its psychological operational phase as another government hearing took place about aliens and spacecraft. They're doing anything they can to eliminate us and get control. The government's now trying to convince the public that aliens are real and they have recovered bodies in spaceships for years. They persecuted Dr. Johnny for talking about aliens. I'm serious. Barack Obama had a major emergency in his mansion as his chef drowned under mysterious circumstances. So Obama's chef is now bit the dust. The story did not add up, as the chef's Instagram page showed he learned how to swim and was a great physical shape. He's a good swimmer in great physical shape, yet he drowned. Oh, yeah. The 9/11 calls showed no reason for what the report was for. Everything was being covered up, and Obama was recently seen in public playing golf with a black eye and injuries on his finger. Maybe he was fighting the chef, you think? Obama's seen with Tom Hanks just a few weeks before this all transpired. We know pizza parties played a major role in the death of the chef. Maybe the chef decided that he didn't want to participate in child pedophilia. Maybe he got tired of that, and they didn't like that, so they killed him. They drowned him. President Trump received a signal from the Department of Justice that they will arrest him. Trump is also a hit with new charges and classified documents case. I'm going to go into, if I have time, I'll go into more of that later. Trump has signaled he will keep fighting no matter what they do to him. Rand Paul's officially referred a criminal charge and a referral for prosecution of Dr. Anthony Fauci. Ron Paul's office was mysteriously set on fire after his initial announcement. However, nothing can stop what is happening next. I'm telling you, folks, soon as they get in, you know, the Biden administration, they're showing all the stuff about Hunter Biden, what they did, and all their bribes and all their pedophilia. Well, guess what? They arrest Trump, and, they set fire to Ron Paul's house when he wanted Anthony Fauci to be arrested. And this is what they do. They just got to fight back. They can't lose. They're going to fight back with all they got. But the White Hats are winning. The White Hats are winning, folks. And I'm telling you, it's unbelievable. The European Union is considering blocking the sun. Get this. The European Union is considering blocking the sun for climate change purposes because it's getting too hot. Oh, I can't make this stuff up. However, the world's first electric car has been approved by the FAA, and they now have a flying car that's going to be approved. Joe Biden's hiding classified documents pertaining to JFK assassination. Doctors in the Netherlands have started to euthanize individuals with autism and other minor disabilities to save the planet. Oh, yeah, this is the next move to get rid of us. They're starting this euthanasia on individuals that have autism and other minor disabilities. Oh, you have a problem? Well, you don't have to live. I mean, we'll help you out and you solve all your problems. No more pain. Oh, yeah, I can't make this stuff up. And, folks, California Democrats blocked a bill to increase child sex trafficking penalties. Mark Zuckerberg must testify before a human trafficking council. The walls are closing in on him. Ray Epps was criminally charged for his actions on January 6th. The United States military reserve units have been deployed for Europe. Kevin Spacey cleared of all sexual assault charges, obviously, in the United Kingdom. And Kevin McCarthy attended Bohemian Grove, so you know he's a rhino. General Flynn has called for the opening and reopening of the Pizzagate investigation. But then there's good news. New York shut down its COVID vaccine program. The U.S. House proposed a bill which would defund the World Health Organization and the World Economic Organization. Let's see if we can get it passed in the Senate. Who knows how far that would go? I don't think too far. Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte resigned. That's a good thing. The Sound of Freedom, the film about child trafficking, is a major success and continued to red pill the world. A tornado destroyed a Pfizer pharmaceutical plant in North Carolina. Why? Because the deep state has control of HAARP and they can make tornadoes, but the White Hats can direct them. Now, the White Hats know how to direct them. So every tornado the deep state makes, the White Hats are going to direct them toward a deep state target. Oh, yeah, I'm telling you, it gets juicy. The White Hats are winning. And Texas is withdrawing from the ERIC voter roll system. designed by the Democrats, so we're going to have fair voting in Texas. President Trump also calls for the death penalty against human traffickers. President Trump also had a successful meeting with Mel Gibson about human trafficking. I'll have more about that in a later show. That's really a juicy nugget. Lawrence Nesser, the convicted child molester, was stabbed in prison. Oh, boo-hoo. Let me tell you, I've been to prison. They don't like pedophiles, okay? They don't like pedophiles and child molesters. You don't last long. If they find out that you're there as a pedophile, you won't last long. All right? That's one thing they don't like. Well, a federal judge has compelled Dennis Montgomery, developer of the Hammer and Scorecard software, to testify about the data that he took and blew the whistle on that John Brennan, James Clapper, James Comey, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, and the entire cabal took power after they assassinated JFK. They've been using the supercomputers housed in the facility at Fort Washington, Maryland, to rule the world through crimes against the United States. This, according to Pete Scintilla, who explains that as part of the Dennis Montgomery's immunity agreement with the FBI in the 2015, he handed over 6 disks of data to a former FBI general counsel, James Baker, and later became Twitter deputy counsel. This happened in a skiff in Florida, says Pete Scintilla, which is in Mar-a-Lago, I might point out, who explains how the story fell into his lap due to his association with Clive Bundy, whose lawyer is also the lawyer of Dennis Montgomery. Well, let's just put it this way. The Donald had his hand in that. He wanted to make sure that goes forward. So Pete says that Fort Washington, they built a separate NSA, and that Barack Obama did, and the CIA did, all separate, because the NSA is restricted. They're part of our military. They can't violate our constitutional rights. So what did they do? James Comey at Lockheed and John Brennan built a private organization, private contractor, and they set it all up. They built a supercomputer and they set it all up in Fort Washington, Maryland. They called it the Hammer. And that man you just heard designated a system that surveil of all our enemies that are using encryption through pornographic videos, giving Al-Qaeda and ISIS all their operational orders. This system was so powerful to get the bad guys. It was so revolutionary that the government stole it from him and then started using it and pointing it towards the American people. This is in court record. He discovered that when they stole his technology and then started using it, he put some bit of code in there that let him see how they were using it. And he was able to get in to it, and still to this day, he is that level of a hacker. He has the highest level of security clearance, which is called the Special Access Program. He has all the data. He put it on disk, went to Mar-a-Lago in 2016, and a large portion of those disks contain all the evidence of the surveillance that they used during the Bundy Ranch crisis, and also have the serial numbers. Isn't that interesting? But after 2019, the name came up, and it was related to the attorney from the Bundy Ranch crisis. This guy was part of my bar complaint against the attorney who screwed him and set him up for failure. What did James Baker do with all of that data? The computer system that Barack Obama assessed in the White House to Fort Washington, Maryland, and who was surveilling everybody? Well, Nancy Pelosi was issuing Amazon stocks. She was buying votes in Congress. They were surveilling the Supreme Court. And let me tell you, I know where the evidence is against John Roberts. It's all documented and it's all turned in. James Baker took that technology, and guess what he did with it, ladies and gentlemen? Are you ready? He gave it to China. He gave it to China. He went to work at Twitter, and guess what else he did? Miraculously, the hammer, this software, was coming, but Mike Lindell, you know, the Pella guy, what this guy and his work is doing, James Baker was at Twitter suppressing it, and Twitter knows all about it. Elon Musk knows all about it. And Mike Lindell tapped into it. Well, last week a judge said after years of litigation, Neoponte, the head of the DNI, had asserted that the government state secrets privilege on the data, and the judge said, you cannot release this. I have it on court record, ladies and gentlemen. I've been verifying everything, he said. The government attorney said all this data is in safekeeping of the Central Intelligence Agency. It's with the OIG. Everything I just described to you is not a conspiracy theory. Mike Lindell had a copy of it. It was in his safe. All the disks are there. The whistleblower has his copy of all the disks. The government has a copy of all the disks, but it's been kept under secret wraps because the government asserted their authority and said you can't reveal it. Well, during the cyber symposium, there were threats, and then they were getting the drop in fast rope down in the building, and that if Mike Lindell showed any portion of it that Mike Lindell had to do under legal advice, was he just had to take the bullet himself. He took all the slings and arrows, and he filed all the data with the federal government and sought whistleblower protection. He doesn't talk about it a lot, but he has whistleblower protection, and he's been fighting in court. And last week, a federal judge determined that you cannot put national state secrets privilege on crimes perpetuated against the United States of America, and he has compelled Dennis Montgomery to testify. Do you understand how huge this is? Well, Dennis Montgomery did testify that the election fraud that took place with China behind it, he has all the evidence, all the surveillance against the Bundy Ranch defendants, the whole operation. He has it. All the blackmail has been done to federal judges, including the Supreme Court. He's got it. All the surveillance has been done. All the intrusions into your bank accounts and stealing your money and weakening you and the social media influence operations against Barack Obama and the CIA's political opponents, tens of millions of Americans surveilled and destroyed, he has all of it. Mike Lindell is partnered with him to bring this information forth. What is going to happen next month is bigger, and bigger than you ever thought. When Mike Lindell says this is the biggest event, Lindell, i.e., LindellEvent.com, that's where you go, LindellEvent.com. You have to go there, and you're going to receive a special invite. You'll get a special deal on a pillow, too. There are going to be millions of people in this stream. and get on that, because when people start finding out about all this, literally, Mike Lindell is in the position right now. Thousands of people are working with him. Election crimes are just the sliver of what Mike Lindell is going to do to save the United States of America. Mike Lindell is entrusted with this. The person whose voice you heard, Dennis Montgomery, despite all the attacks against him, is now been compelled to testify, and there is no national security secrets privilege, because you cannot keep national security on crimes against the United States of America. Dennis Montgomery has entrusted Mike Lindell because he's a godly soul, and I've been blessed with circumstances that brought me to this thing, close to him, and now by happenstance, by divine providence. It's all going to take place here on August 16th and 17th. You can mark that date, and you must enter that email address, mike.lindellevent.com, and you can use referral code Pete and get in to all those secrets. Everyone you see out there promoting MyPillow has helped Mike Lindell raise millions of dollars. Buy a pillow, folks, and obtain the data to file, fight the lawsuits, and make the films, Pete says. I love the pillow. I bought a pillow. It's a great pillow. What's going to happen August 16th and 17th is for all the marbles are going to roll, and they're going to literally save our country and the world. We're not waiting until 2024. We're going to be there August 16th, and that's not far away. That's like, what, 10 days away or so? United States Marines on Friday arrested former IRS director Charles Riddick on charges alleging that he took 1% cut of every federal income tax payment for 2021 fiscal year and sheltered the cash in anonymous offshore accounts. I kid you not. The guy that's been running the IRS, he's deep state, named Charles Riddick. He was arrested. The White Hats got him. For a perspective, if a tax filer owed and paid the American government $700, Riddick got $7. If a taxpayer paid $3 million, Riddick pilfered $30,000 just automatically from all the Americans in the United States. Oh, yeah. The IRS collected $4.3 trillion that year, which means Riddick burglared $40 billion, which he deposited in shell accounts in Switzerland, Belize, Singapore, Hong Kong, and Cayman Islands. A hefty retirement nest egg, I would say. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Somebody's writing me, can't do this anymore. Someone really doesn't want you to broadcast. They're getting their show interrupted. I hope your show is coming in. Oh, well. I've always been over the target all my life. Well, just a little more about Riddick. Riddick was appointed by Donald J. Trump in 2018 on the urging of his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, a proven rhino. Jared Kushner is the deep state. But Jared Kushner recommended Riddick to run the IRS, and so Donald Trump appointed him. And former Vice President Mike Pence, a true rhino, also recommended Riddick. Both told Trump that Riddick is the right man for the right job and will clean up the Internal Revenue Service. Riddick retired in November 2022, replaced by equally despicable Danny Werfel. Of course, you know, with $40 billion, that's a nice retirement. So why work again, right? I learned from my General Smith's office that they have in the past chronicled Riddick's maniacal behavior in September 2022 while addressing a class of new hires at the Dallas Tax Assistance Center right here in Dallas, an hour away from me. Riddick told future members of the IRS, of the service, to be heavily armed, you know, criminals. You know, they're heavily armed criminals. They had to be an criminal investigative division. Show me the money, get their money, our money. And giddily, he said, discussing the inception of IRS new sniper school. Riddick set all that up, and the guy that's in charge of that now is continuing his work, this Danny Werfel. They're setting up this criminal investigative division of the IRS and sending them to sniper school. The military took an increasing interest in Riddick in May 2023 when White Hats received a credible tip that Riddick had developed a sudden interest in pricey real estate. Over 60 days, Riddick earned $90,000 annually and had a net worth of $5 million at the height of his career, scooped up a dozen multi-million dollar properties in the U.S. and abroad, and also bought 19 million 2003 Benetti superyacht, a Benetti superyacht that has a helicopter deck and everything like that, costing $19 million. If a broke, unemployed guy living in a trailer park robs a bank and then flushes his money around with big expenditures, well, you know what people take notice, and that's how we caught Riddick. The deep staters, you think they'd be more inconspicuous, but man, these guys love spending money, my source said. White Hats and U.S. Army Cyber Command began probing Riddick's financials. A boots-on-the-ground team hacked the router in Riddick's Los Angeles address and accessed an encrypted spreadsheet that held transactional details on every dollar he had illicitly appropriated from taxpaying citizens. The spreadsheet, our source said, had the dates and times of each deposit as well as routing account numbers. Moreover, Riddick had unwisely digitally documented his criminality, noting ongoing wire transfers to real estate brokers and the yacht seller. My source in JAG says it does not believe Riddick had the authority, intelligence, or confidence to execute such an immense financial crime unilaterally. Riddick is diabolically, but he must have help from above, and we suspect it was Janet Yellen. Well, how can I answer a voice message when I'm on the air? All right, I'll read it after the air. Riddick is diabolical, but we must have help. He wasn't that smart. So Janet Yellen knew finance, and we know that she helped him. And so I'm sure she's getting a hefty $10 or $20 million here and there. Our work theory is that Riddick was the cash mule, that he'd keep sizable chunk of the pot dispersing rest to his deep state friends. They must have flipped when they saw him spending money like it grew on trees. If Yellen is involved, you know, we suspect her too. But for now, we got Riddick, my source said, supplying a few details about Riddick's capture. On July 27th, Riddick and a female companion who was not his wife hopped a flight from Los Angeles to Miami, where he and his friend booked a suite in the Intercontinental Hotel on Biscayne Bay. And then, unbeknownst to Riddick, undercover Marines beat him to Miami and had him under surveillance. They rented an adjoining room with parabolic microphones, eavesdrop on lascivious couple's conversations, and Riddick, self-proclaimed Christian and father of three, was the antithesis of a God-fearing family man he pretended to be. That evening, Marines trailed in the deprived duo to Flamingo's Steakhouse and Wine Bar, where they feasted on tomahawk steak and sautéed maitake mushrooms, and sipped on three bottles of vintage Dom Perignon. Those are very expensive bottles. Where after they sped back to the hotel in a rented sports coupe with an embedded Riddick bowling through two red lights, the Marines overheard Riddick's companion wailing his inability to perform. And the following day, Riddick tried rousing his companion from bed so they could spend time on the beach, but she told him to go solo because she had a horrific hangover and needed bed rest. The Marines followed Riddick across the causeway to South Point Beach, South Beach, a popular tourist destination with panoramic views of South Beach shoreline, a port of Miami's cruise ships, and downtown Miami's skyline. The Marines were watching as Riddick struggled to find a parking spot and struggled more clumsily, carrying a beach umbrella with one arm and a cooler in the other. He had taken six steps from the car when the cooler slipped his grip and hit the ground, scattering soda cans and bottled water. Riddick had no way of knowing that the shirtless guy in the Bermuda shorts offering to help him was one of the Marines sent to arrest him. Riddick graciously accepted the help, admitting he was imbalanced and tipsy. He didn't become suspicious until the Marine steered him away from the path leading to the beach toward four other men in Bermuda shorts, all of whom formed a circle around him. And they said, and Riddick said, "What is this? A robbery? I have no cash on me." As the Marines informed him that he was being placed under military arrest for treason against the people of the United States, an SUV and two more Marines pulled alongside. This must be a joke," Riddick said. "It's no joke," a Marine replied, opening the rear door. Riddick had promised to give the Marines $250,000 to forget the whole thing and forget they saw him. "We'll add that to the list of charges against you, sir," a Marine told him. My source said that Riddick was cuffed and taken to a JAG processing center in South Florida, and then soon on his way, he was on his way to Gitmo. "So far, he's not talking, no surprise there. But we have additional substantive evidence to bring out at his tribunal, including cooperative witnesses. We're chipping away at the woodpile," my source said, "and they're doing a great job." Well, folks, a little bit of information here. I'm telling you, the Whiteheads are kicking ass. They're kicking ass. And in 1975, New York City was over $11 billion in debt. All the banks were no longer there to bail them out. Instead, the banksters made them sweat, never showing up to the meeting and never creating a committee that they controlled so the banks could manage the city directly. They tried to do this to Donald Trump, but Donald Trump actually got out of debt. But this was a brilliantly documented in the Adam Curtis film, Hypernormalization. This film, you got to see this. Hypernormalization. I took notes. This is what I'm telling you about right now. It's nearly 50 years ago, and so you can be sure that the banks that manage everything now, politicians, are merely their puppets, which is secretly made bluntly obvious with the public display of Dianne Feinstein and her handlers. Politicians are only there to help people divided and be distracted, and they have so far been hugely successful. while a cashless society is slowly being built around us, everyone is hyper-emotional about everything else, focused on fighting each other. So let's work together, folks. Don't let me tell you, whites, blacks, let's get together. You know, I have a lot of black friends. I'm telling you, I'm not making this up. This is true. The deep state fears that more than anything. The last thing they want is for whites and blacks to get along and get together and start talking to each other and having a good time. Boy, they don't want that. So I'm telling you right now, you know, in Russia, well, see, once we, this whole thing about getting off cash, see, that destroys them. If we're using cash for everything, see, they can't track us. See, we can buy things with cash. We can buy things with ourselves. We can help each other do business, and nobody can keep track of us. Every time you use a credit card or debit card, see, they can keep track of where you're spending your money. But once they get us off cash and completely onto a digital system, then the banks have absolutely control over each and every one of us. They've done that to New York practically. So let's keep using cash, folks. I want to tell you about a story that was just out yesterday. And this is no BS. I want you to listen very carefully. This is how Vladimir Putin does things. Right now, Vladimir Putin is doing the best thing to protect Russia, but it's actually the best thing to protect us. The deep state is trying to destroy Russia and Putin for over 30 years. Russian President Vladimir Putin continues steps to eliminate deep state infiltration into Russia and has banned 5G towers in the Russian Federation amid concerns of the technology is medically unsafe and has caused deaths of school children near St. Petersburg. Discussions of the adverse effects of 5G are not new. For over a decade, alternative media and Dr. Johnny have linked this technology to a myriad of health issues, including immunosuppressive diseases and virus replication, the specifics of which are beyond the scope of this show. I couldn't cover it on a whole show, even with 2 hours. However, right now I want to tell you, Putin's pledge to dismantle the existing 5G super towers shows the hazards of the electromagnetic radiation are rooted more in fact than in conspiracy. Unlike the United States and the West, Russia did not start erecting 5G towers overnight when the technology was developed by Qualcomm, the mobile ecosystem, and became available in 2015. Since then, telecom companies in the U.S. have built 150,000 towers, and by comparison, Russia had only 22 towers, primarily in Moscow. During the pandemic, with schools shut down, mobile providers in the U.S. accelerated the construction of towers within a stone's throw of elementary schools nationwide. When schools reopened, students suddenly got spread with 5G dishes and all that radiation on the horizon on top of the school roofs. Among the four major mobile operators in Russia, MTS, Megaphone, Rostelecom, and Vimpel Communications, public joint stock, and only MTS started limited deployment of 5G in 2021, placing towers in Moscow, St. Petersburg, and Novosibirsk, Russia's most populous cities with a single tower 15 meters from an elementary school playground in the outskirts of St. Petersburg. In April of 2023, 16 students experienced severe side effects of what Vladimir Putin called electromagnetic poisoning. Early symptoms included spontaneous vomiting, dizziness, and inflammation and headaches. Later symptoms are gastroenterology bleeding and hemorrhaging. And all these affected children, 8 to 12, had attended school that same semester. Moreover, the sick kids were unvaccinated, so health officials at Russia's Ministry of Health ruled COVID-19 vaccine side effects out. Comprehensive blood work and radiology imaging ruled that pre-existing maladies and foodborne ailments, medications, and 5G were part of the cause, and 11 out of the 16 students had already died. Health Minister Mikhail Makarichko, with the aid of Minister of Defense, ordered an inspection team to evaluate transmission frequencies emitting from the cell towers, which they deduced pulse electromagnetic waves of 24 to 50 gigahertz range near the bottom of the millimeter wave scale. Regulatory bodies and telecommunications firms worldwide declare the range safe to humans, with former spokesman Obama's FCC director Tom Wheeler having said in 2016 5G poses no threat whatsoever to humans or anyone or animals or pet life. And they're just baseless conspiracies, he said. However, Putin attributed the 2023 fatalities in school kids from the 5G. And he ordered, when he had a meeting with all the telecom executives, he ordered in the meeting when the telecom, the MTS kept saying, oh, it's safe, it's safe, it's safe. And you know what Vladimir Putin said? He ordered one of his soldiers standing there in the room. He said, would you take your pistol and put a bullet through the middle of the eyes of that man's head? So the soldier took out his pistol, and bam, he shot the MTS vice president right in the head, right in the middle of the meeting. Well, that's how things are done with Russia, in Russia. Putin ordered a security agent beside him to shoot Vladimir squarely between the eyes without hesitation. The agent drew the weapon and pistol and put the bullet in Vladimir's forehead. So become a master survivor, folks, and don't let that happen to you. Have a good week, everybody. Dr. Johnny, over and out.
Now that you see how blatantly the midterms have been stolen, how many other times have you been played? The Green New Deal, the pandemic and the vax, Sandy Hook and the courts, the missing gas chambers, bio and chem labs in Ukraine, Bill Binney, Catherine Horton, Nick Kohlerstrom, Ole Damgaard, Tina Pollard-Sachs, and many more. You don't want to miss my third annual False Flags and Conspiracy Virtual Conference, 3 to 4 December 2022. 24 speakers, 26 presentations. Check it out at jameshfetzer.org. This one is for history.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Don't miss the Crick, Rick, and Jonathan Show every Saturday, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Studio B, right here at Revolution Radio.
The journey begins to fun, health, and freedom.